Well, back home, there's to be public consultation on proposals to exempt some attic conversions and extensions from the planning process. Modular homes in people's gardens, along with the subdivision of houses, could also be allowed without planning permission. The proposed changes were discussed by the Cabinet this morning. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett went to Loughrea in County Galway to ask people what they thought of these plans.
I agree with the modular housing. I think our planning is a disaster. There would need to be very strict limits set in so far as how big a garden would need to be before you could site a modular home in it. And I also think we really need to pull back on our sewerage system. That's another disaster.
Yeah, my daughter and a boyfriend and a son are currently living in a problem accommodation in Loughrea, which they need to leave. The rent in Loughrea is £2,000 a month. That's £24,000 a year. £240,000 in 10 years. But there's nowhere they can go. We have room at the house where I am. And if we could build a modular home at the back of the house, it would be perfect. It would solve all the problems and it would solve a lot of the housing issues we have in Loughrea. There's nowhere to rent. And if it is for rent, you can't afford it.
I think there still needs to be a planning process of some sort. The thing with modular cabins is you'll just find out landlords will just use it for rental purposes and it won't actually be used for the facility that it was intended for.
Do you think it would do anything to help solve the housing issues in an area like Loughrea?
No. It'll just allow more people to come here who need to rent, who aren't natives of the town, which is the whole point of the cabinet doing this, presumably, so family members have somewhere to live. It'll just become another rental outlet.
People living in much closer proximity all over the world and they're happy out once there's certain facilities available to them.
You shouldn't have to have permission to put something small in the back of your house to help out a family member or a friend or anyone like that. Especially with the times we're living in and with the housing crisis, I think it's a fantastic move.
Would you have any concerns about that kind of system being brought in?
No, not when it's helping family.
Some views from Loughrea this morning. They were gathered by our reporter Sally Ann Barrett. Well, for his assessment, we're joined by Dr. Sean O'Leary, who's a senior planner with the Irish Planning Institute. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rachel.
Now, I know this isn't the first time we've heard about these proposals. They've been well trailed, but it seems they're now a step closer to fruition. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I mean, the first point is I was looking over some emails and notes that I had, and we were talking about this back in 2017, and I'm sure we were talking about it before then again. So it has been a long time coming. I don't think it's going to be a silver bullet. I don't think it is necessarily going to release a huge amount of housing. I can understand the reasoning behind it, and I can understand what they're trying to achieve. And some of what's in the proposals would make sense, some of which I think planners everywhere would have some concerns with. On the point about subdivision, this is something that we raised back with the department over 6 months ago as something that could be done as long as there were certain conditions, like the person who was originally living in the subdivided house would continue to live there to make sure that an older person could stay in the community. But as the Vox Pop said, maybe live with some family members. You could subdivide that way. In terms of attics, there's definitely changes that could be made there as well. But then obviously the one that's getting the most attention is that modular homes point. And there's a range of details, I think, that need to be worked out about how that would work and also to make sure that we avoid any unintended consequences. I think I will say that there probably is a bit of a missed opportunity here in terms of how these proposals are being developed. I think these could and should have been worked up with planners working in local authorities, private practice, who's been dealing with the current exempted development regulations for 25 years nearly. I think we could have stress tested it before it went out to public consultation. I think we could have worked out what was feasible, kind of look at case law, look at practice across the different local authorities to see ways to make sure that if this does come into place, that it doesn't affect neighbours, that it protects sewerage, that you're looking after things like wastewater, traffic, all these implications for potential or modular homes that need to be taken into account.
All right. So what could go wrong?
It's not a case of what could go wrong. I mean, there's no ban or anything like that on modular housing in the rear of gardens or anything at the moment. It just goes through the normal planning process. And that takes into account the views of neighbours, it takes into account traffic, visual impact, overlooking. It can assess whether the wastewater treatment system in place can actually take an additional load. Some of these may be built over kind of common sewers and common pipes and things like that. It can look at all that sort of stuff. And that's still things that I'm not clear how that is going to be taken into account if the development is made exempted. And then separate to that, you do have fire regulations and other building regulations. And exempting this isn't going to do anything for any issues there.
In terms of the general principle of the thing, is something like this ever going to be a comprehensive solution when what the country actually needs, as we know at this stage, is building at scale?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things on that. And one is that this is the thing that's getting the headlines. But the exempted development regulations are, at the moment, they're about 90 pages. And they cover everything. And there is some stuff in there about infrastructure, which is a significant break on housing delivery that could be exempted. So there's things around works to kind of existing infrastructure sites, things you could do with wastewater treatment plants and stuff like that, that could be considered for exempted development. And that would probably, I think, deliver more housing at a scale that we need to do. This is going to be a relatively short solution. It depends on, you know, the type of house, the size of the garden. All these details need to be worked out. But as a comprehensive long-term solution to actually delivering housing at scale, I just don't see it. It's making a huge dent, and it's possibly part of the solution, but we actually need to figure out how the unintended consequences are going to be avoided too.
Sean O'Leary, Senior Planner with the Irish Planning Institute, thanks very much for talking to us on the News at One. We'll be back with more for you in just a moment.